We're back. Welcome.
Welcome back to the Virtual Life Broadcast. Well, it's time to get to the questions. We really love hearing from you, and I can't wait to get to these. You ready?
Sure, yeah, I'm all set.
All right. Well, this first one is from a very special man we met, name of William, and he's from Colombia.
Oh, William.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember?
Lunch with him,
yeah. He says, my name is William, and I am from Colombia. We had the pleasure to meet each other in person in Las Vegas at the Master Healer event. We ate lunch together. I hope you remember. Yes, we definitely do. It was a real pleasure to talk with you. These last days, I remained, some years ago, you were going to facilitate a seminar about the new energy in business. I was very excited, and suddenly you put it off, letting us know that it was not appropriate time for it. Regarding everything is rebooting. I would like to ask about the chance to facilitate it these days. Maybe it is time now. Will you know if that question is good for the group?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, let me explain, first of all, William, what happened, where basically we were with things. What took place was really interesting, because when we started traveling different places, we would, you know, have a local host. We'd have a local host, and we didn't go to Colombia, but we basically went to all these places, all I think 26 different countries, if I remember right. But we basically had these local hosts in all these different countries that would bring us there and be able to work with it. One more piece of that. What was the last part of that?
He says, is it time to facilitate this now?
Well, what took place was really interesting, because we would come and we would have a seminar. Now, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, it was a woman who brought us. The feminine energy carries this energy really well.
Would be the host.
But most of the time, what would happen is we would come, and this host would also bring her husband to the seminar, or at least to the open question and answer period or something like that. That led to those people who ended up owning small businesses asking if we could come and talk to their business. And we actually did that. We did it in
Russia.
We did it in Russia. We did it in Vienna. We did it in Netherlands. I can't remember. We did it like 7 or 8 different places. I was going to bring it on. We weren't online at that time, so we were basically talking about all the new energies in business and so forth. But what has taken place is we are just so busy. And in all honesty, the numbers came a lot from just people that want the information. The businesses required that a person would bring us in, obviously a head of the business, or maybe not, maybe whoever it was, would bring us in. Now, there's a situation that happens there, because they bring us in for a seminar, and all these people that are there because their company told them to be there. And that didn't work for me. It worked. We did it for a while, but we could not get the results that we wanted, because they weren't actually making a choice. It was the head of the company that was making a choice. So I had a problem with that whole process. Never got back to it. And as you mentioned, we've been so incredibly busy right now. It's been very difficult to get back to that. I love small businesses. I love working with small groups and harmonizing people.
Yes.
Even 30, 40 people, we can really do some magic with that. But unfortunately, I think the last time we did this was in Russia, and it was a 2-day seminar we did in Russia.
Well, I think that we have to follow the lead of the group and see where they take us. You know, we've been asked in the past, why did we don't do seminars for children? It's the same thing. We leave that to the experts of who deal with children, and we love it when young people join us. We get young teenagers who write to us, and I'm thrilled, because if they're in touch with their spirituality at that age, that's their life is going to be great. But you know, it's like with the business, children, different animals, different things.
There are so many
people out there, and many of you are experts in these fields, and take it and do it. Yeah, I remember when someone, you said, we should put an online channel, and someone said to you, when are you going to do that, Steve? Wasn't it something like that?
Yeah, that's actually how it started. We were going to do an online meditation.
That's right.
And that started in 1996 when we started this work. And anyway, that whole process came up, and it was just very magical. I came up with the idea, and I said, why don't we have an online meditation? It was actually Jeff Hoppe of the Crimson Circle. We were very good friends back then, before he started the Crimson Circle and before I started channeling. And he just told me, he says, good idea, Steve. Let us know when you have it ready.
Yes, so maybe, William, maybe that it will be your direction.
Anyway, William, thanks for writing in. I love to work with the businesses, but we weren't actually teaching anything about business. We were teaching people about people. That's what it was. And the harmony. If you bring a team together and you want them to harmonize, we were really good at that. And that's why we wanted to take it over to business. The original idea was simple. We'd come and do a seminar on the weekends, and then during the week, we might be able to do a business seminar, made business sense. Did not work out that way. I'll let you know if we change our mind with anything, but right now we're going to put that one on the back burner. But thank you for asking.
It was a pleasure to have lunch with you that day. We enjoyed that seminar a lot.
Yeah, we did. We'll see you again, too.
Okay, this next one is from Scene, I think I'm pronouncing it right, S-E-N-N-E.
It could be Scene, it could be Sana, I don't know, it's a male, he's 44 years old, and it's his birthday.
45 years old
45,
today.
It's his birthday today.
Today's
That's right.
his birthday.
Because he sent us another email saying, you probably don't know who I am, so he sent the picture.
And a beautiful picture of him, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes,
baby,
yes, celebrate.
Okay, right. Question.
He says, Espavo, Steve, how are you? I have wanted to be present at this time, to just be and shine my light, and to assist the earth and the animal kingdom in her process. Besides being present and shine my light, I am looking to start a business. A lot about business here in these wondrous
times. Hook
him
up with William.
What?
We had to hook him up with William.
I know. The two of you should do this. All right. Since a couple of months, I have been thinking it has to do with light, blue, green, and overcoming fear. So I'm asking for support from you and the group. Hopefully you can advise. I know I am guided. How can I increase the work more closely with Merlia, Keeper of the Truth, Time, and Ilra, and the Observer? Hopefully you will understand my question.
Yeah, I think we understand pretty clear. How would you work in harmony to bring that into a business? Well, business is no different than the rest of our lives. We tend to separate things and, I hurt you, but it was just business. I love that one. Oh, it was just business. It wasn't personal. Well, everything's personal to me. So I don't separate the two in this way, but I'll tell you this. We all get nudges from time to time. And what I found is I really regret it if I don't at least take a step in that direction when I get those nudges. Now, they may be showing you a direction, a business that you're going to start with a light to be taking people out of fear. That's the most important part. Look at the overall piece. You want to deal with people and give them tools for their fear. Perfect. And, of course, you can incorporate all sorts of light, anything else that you want to bring into that. But it's that passion and that purpose that is absolutely addressing what you're doing. So congratulations. You're on a move. I know it's a little lonely out there from time to time, but your light is so bright that you will be bringing people around you. That I can tell you.
Yes, I could tell that by looking at the photo that you sent us. And absolutely. Happy birthday again.
So enjoy this journey here going forward, and just know that these doors will open for you. The thing that I always do is I take a step in that direction. I don't always stop what I'm doing and clear my path and go in that direction always, because there's changes that can still come up. But I found for me, and I know I'm quite different than most people, I'll have 20 or 30 different projects going on. And today I'll come over here and work with this one a little bit. If I get frustrated, I'll come over and work with this one for a while and play with this one. So that's what I would suggest. Move. But move slowly and move comfortably. But I absolutely, when you get those nudges, absolutely move in that direction. Good. I hope that helped. Next time we'll learn how to pronounce your name.
All right. This is from Anne. She says, thank you for helping me change my life over the last 15 years.
Oh, that's sweet.
I have gifted your books to anyone who shows an interest and love to read and remember who I am. I have struggled with the fear of heights my entire life. I have visions of being really high in the air and falling. I get dizzy just watching someone on TV in high places. I have mastered many fears in my life, but this one I need help with. Can you tell me if you are shown any insights as to where this fear comes from and how I can work through it?
Well, different fears come from different imprints that we get along the timeline somewhere. This particular one that you're talking about does not come from this lifetime. And that's what makes it difficult. It makes it really challenging because if you look back at your own life, because that's what you're doing, you're looking at your mom, your dad, your brothers and sisters, the people who are around you as you're growing up, and you don't see a big imprint or a big thing where you were abused or have other things that were really horrible to you that are playing out later in life. And many times that happens because it was a previous lifetime. But you still carry those imprints, that hesitation, that energy of not wanting to step forward in different ways. That can change. All of this can shift. One of the things I can tell you about this is absolutely there are parts from your history, and again, everybody, whether it's from this lifetime or from another lifetime, and that is exactly what we deal with in timeline healing. That is exactly what we work with.
Yes.
So I know that not everybody can afford to come to a seminar, but I will tell you that's the reason the group wanted to do this, is because so many of us are controlled by things that happened in our history that sometimes we know nothing about. We can open that door. We can shine some light on that. You can find out about it and change it ever so slightly is all that's needed.
Oh, I feel you. And this is one of my greatest fears, fear of heights. And I have worked on it so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty proud of myself because I've come a long ways.
Did a lot of inverse wave therapy. When I was writing inverse wave therapy.
Oh, that helped me tremendously. It took me back to early childhood where it first started. And you know, one of those things. But I think it also was past life. I think that I was thrown off a cliff or something.
Yep. We had a lot of people.
Had an experience where we went to Zion, beautiful nature area in Utah, and we decided our son wanted to go up this mountain and hike, and all of a sudden I found myself at the edge of a cliff with nothing to hang on to. I had a panic attack. It was the worst experience I ever had in my life.
I still have scars.
Oh, everybody was trying to help me, and I just said, "Get me Steve, get me out of here." I was frozen, tears, I couldn't see, and I thought, what did this come from? So I haven't mastered this fear, but I have challenged myself with it. We walked over the Sydney Bridge, the huge bridge. You can go up the top of it. You're connected, so it's safe.
Connected with climbing gear because
yes,
you're out in the open there.
Yes. Right, but you go over the very top, and it made me feel so empowered when I did that. And not that I have to go climb a cliff and hang off of it. I'm not going to do that. I've proved to myself that I have the power to move through this, but there's no reason to throw it in my face.
Exactly. Good point.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to hang out on the cliff the rest of your life.
No. So I wish you luck with this, but look at your own life, and I hope you can join us for that upcoming seminar.
Yeah, absolutely. There's other modalities that work with this too, but that's exactly what this is. Much of our life is controlled by these things, and we don't know it. Mm-hmm. And it's not that it's wrong. I mean, our spirit is watching out for us. Some previous thing that happened to us, they're going to make really sure it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand that whole process, but you can identify it, locate it, and change it. And when you do, it goes forward and backwards in the timeline.
That's right. It's powerful. Okay, next is from Odile. And Odile says, one of my acquaintances, after getting a flu shot for a few years ago, contracted poliomyelitis. She's now in a wheelchair. Mm. Children after polio vaccinations have been paralyzed. I do not know if it is in Africa or India, but in the two countries, many children have had problems. I do not watch the news in France, but it seems that the figures for the deaths of COVID-19 and given throughout the day, which scares people who will probably accept the vaccine that will be offered to them. When I talk to neighbors or friends, they are already getting vaccinated. Can the group say whether the French government will make this vaccine compulsory?
No, I can't. The group can't say that because the group does not deal with the government. What I can tell you is the overview of the situation that you're in and the situation that everybody's seeing. We have challenges, obviously. We're looking for a cure for this process. The group says there's one here. We haven't found it yet. I actually tend to think it's remdesivir, but I'm not positive, and they will not tell me. But I know it's here. What they're trying to do is work with whatever it is that they can combine with this to make it super safe and super effective. So anyway, whatever the case, there's an answer here. That's not going to change things. Because so many people have thought, and I'll tell you, years ago, I was one of the people that were saying we have a problem with these vaccines. And I will tell you that all this measles, mumps, rubella was brought into one vaccine, and it was tied together with an agent called Mirasol. The group actually said it was the Mirasol that was the problem. And it did set people back. Did it paralyze people? Not to my knowledge. I've never heard of that one. It did cause moves into autism for some children, other things of that nature. And we actually talked about it. But I will tell you what happened. They changed the formulation. They didn't identify it. They did not admit that they changed it. They never changed the name of it. They never changed Mirasol, still it. But they changed the harmful effects of it. And they shifted it. The sad part about it is, and it was here in the United States, all of those vaccines that had already been made got shipped off to other countries. Mm. Unbelievable what took place because we were having trouble with it here in the United States. Everybody was aware of it. There were problems with it, so they shipped those things off to other countries to use up their supply and then made the good stuff here.
That's terrible.
Unbelievable things that take place like this. So are vaccines a problem? No. They're part of what we've worked with here. I grew up in the times when polio was on this planet. I had a friend of mine who had a short arm. Yes. Because he had polio when he was a kid. Really good people here. We can eradicate things like this if we move away from the fear. Fear is on this planet rampant right now and being used. We'll talk more about it later, but it is absolutely being used to motivate people and to move people in different directions. Now, what about the government? Well, I don't think government has the right to ever say that everyone must be vaccinated. The schools here in the United States say if your child wants to come to school, he needs to be vaccinated and things of that nature. But even that's changing now. So it's all shifting rather interestingly to see what's taking place. But it's very frustrating because here we are with a pandemic on this planet, and even if we come up with a vaccine, probably 40% of the people in the world will not take it. And that's really interesting to watch.
It's really a controversial subject, yeah.
That's right. So, and the group doesn't have any answers to that one way or the other. Are the vaccines good? Have they ever been controlled? Yeah, they've been a problem before. So yeah, I can't say one thing is always good or one thing is always bad. But we're going to elongate this virus on our planet for quite probably years because of that fear and some of the things that are here. So I will simply tell you about that, Odile, because that's the best I can offer you on this one. It's very frustrating to watch from my perspective, from what the group shows me. But it's going to happen. It's just, we are so incredibly divided. Absolutely. There are people there. I had somebody at our house last week that actually believed the whole thing was a hoax.
The virus.
Thought the virus, the whole thing was a hoax. So we're going to have those people here. They can stay in their area. I'm going to stay in mine. Best way I can tell you about it. Well, thanks for asking.
Need to respect people's viewpoints, but stick to your own strongly. But it's really up to you what you feel. But just be well, be safe.
Well, the biggest problem about all of this is the conspiracy theories, which are going to be much more rampant over the next several months. And a lot of that has to do with the election here in the United States. But you're going to see conspiracy theories come out of everywhere very soon. It's already happening, but we'll talk more about that later.
Okay. This is from Jessica from Oakland, California, and she also has a question about vaccines.
Sure.
Thanks for all that you do. I have another topic to write about. She has another question regarding vaccines, harmful preservatives used, but I don't think necessary in vaccines. Antibody testing for opting out of vaccines, ideas like patch vaccines. Maybe that is enough. Maybe I will write about it more soon. Mainly, I wish for options to use some of the vaccines today, ones that don't require having mercury and, how do you say this word, formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde?
Yeah. Okay. Injected into our blood, even if it would cost more.
Well, again, I have no evidence of formaldehyde or of what was the other one?
Mercury.
Mercury. Mercury poisoning is extreme. People don't put mercury into these things intentionally. And I'll tell you, you're going to have to believe what you believe. There is so much out here convincing people, and I have to tell you, I was one of those people. The group was one of these people warning people about these vaccines, but that was 12 years ago. That was 12 years ago. A lot has changed. Mm-hmm. A lot has shifted on this planet at this point. So whether you want the vaccine that's coming or whether you want the cure for it, and I have to think it's probably not going to be a vaccine. It's probably going to be a pill or something. But as we said, many people will get wrapped up into the fear.
I never heard about a patch vaccine, have you?
Haven't heard about that either. You're talking about a transdermic patch that you put on your arm or something?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of
it. I don't know if it's around yet, but she was saying maybe that's an idea to look into. Okay, so Jessica's second question is, I consider myself natural in regards to many ways of thinking. My view of meat is that it seems that it is natural for both humans in their evolution to eat and for many other animals to eat meat. Yet I recognize that beings' lives must be lost, and also recently that the toll on the earth is high when meat is eaten. I am fascinated when I heard about lab-grown meat. While this isn't natural, so to speak, it feels okay to me. Is there something that will replace growing meat for consumption? Is there a spiritual reason for the food chain as we know it to remain as such? If not, where does the change end? For example, do humans start producing lab meat for animals to consume, pets in the wild?
That's a great question. That's a great question. Okay, so where do we stand with this whole process? Again, I'm going to go back a few years and pick up what the group was telling us about everything at that point. We had a lot of people saying that if you are going to be spiritual, you have to not eat meat. The group came back and said, no, that's not the case. They said, what you probably don't understand is that these beings that are being slaughtered for your food are actually standing in line for that. Sometimes they're actually knowing that they're coming in for that purpose and do it anyway to achieve a higher vibration because you're being ingested into another being. So there's actually parts of that are there. I do not consider the animal kingdom to not be a food source. And as you know, any of the animals in the wild, that's their food source for the most part, unless they're a vegetarian, which they also have. Now, right now, we have all this incredible energy having to do with meatpacking plants. Mm-hmm. And everyone is under the impression that is simply the fact that everybody's standing side by side that is causing the problem. That is not causing the problem, according to the group. We're going to find that they are attracted to the meat. Do you think that the virus gets in the meat? Can it go to other people? No, that's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is that those plants are going to be constant ridden with infections like this until they figure out how to break the chain. And they're not going to do it because the president of the United States has even made a law that says you can't close a meat packing plant.
Let's not even go there. Very aggravating.
So all those things going on. The higher aspect of this is very clear, and you might want to take a look at that. You talked about all the clarity. When everybody stayed home, the air cleared. Not only the air, but every form of pollution in the water, everything else, started to clear a little bit and started to work in those ways. That also is a huge problem with meat. Most of the meat industry that we deal with, and we're not talking about chicken or pork here, we're talking about beef. Beef puts a tremendous amount of methane in the air. It is huge, much bigger than most people think.
And the water, too.
Water, but the methane in the ionosphere, which what Allison was talking about a little earlier, 55 miles up, when you go into the ionosphere and you put that methane, it is 90 times more harmful than carbon. 90 times. So if we can slow down the meat process and we can take this nudge that we're getting from everywhere on the planet, that is a good thing. Now, I'm a vegetarian. That happened a few years ago. Barbara's not. She
right. Well, I started like he did, and we were strict vegetarians and started out vegan, and that wasn't quite right for us. But then we went that way, and I found my body craving more protein, animal protein. And I've always felt that if you bless the food, to bless the animals or the vegetables for giving you this nourishment, it makes me feel better.
Yes.
But I don't eat beef. It's chicken, turkey, fish. You still eat fish.
I'm actually called a pescetarian because I eat fish occasionally.
Yes.
That's right.
But it's whatever is right for you. But as you can look over recent history, more and more people are getting away from meat. It's been like it started with go meatless for one dinner every week, you know,
and it's progressed in our planet.
Right.
And the global warming of the planet.
And it's amazing what wonderful meals you can have without eating meat. But there again, it's personal choice. We'll see where we go from here with that. All right.
Anyway, thanks for asking. We could obviously have discussions about this for months, but it's a really good topic. And last month, when we did the channel last month, one of the things the group said is maybe the Earth is trying to tell you something.
I think so.
You might want to look at that, too, because I think that's part of it.
I wanted to address what she was saying about processed meat, but meat was lab-grown.
Oh.
Is that...
I know nothing. I know they've been working with this. I know that is a possibility. That takes all the methane out of the problem. All the methane. And I'm always looking. I can tell when I'm low on protein, and I'm a big bean eater. Boy, I'll eat any form of bean that you can.
Peanut butter.
Oh, peanut butter. I can live on peanut butter. No problem. But anyway, that's you feel it. But we have to look at how we're going to be eating going forward, how this has changed. And I will tell you, when I went vegetarian, I put on weight like you wouldn't believe. I had a real difficult time with my weight when I went vegetarian.
Well, I didn't quite know what meals to prepare.
It was me,
so
too.
We ate pasta like crazy and potatoes and, you know,
I eat pasta and potatoes now like crazy. There's no problem.
Yes, but I've learned how to fix some nourishing meals, I think. But what she's talking about isn't the same as substitute meat that we've tried and we don't like.
No, well, there's different ones. I love the Impossible Burgers.
Yeah,
You know, they've got all these different flavors of beef. And I've tried every one of them to see which one was really going to taste like beef. After about a year, I don't even care. I don't crave hamburgers. I don't need that. We can do different things with it. But anyway, there's tons of this. I don't know if that is actually different than what you're talking about with lab-grown. Lab-grown is actually a culture that they create. It's been going on for several years. I didn't know if it was on the market or not. It may be. I don't know. But I think that's a great idea. We can learn how to do different things and grow different processes without harming the animals. Even.
You wouldn't have to use chemicals to be put in this?
I don't know enough about it to actually tell you, yes or no, but I love the idea. I know it's been being worked on, and that's about all I can tell you. I like the idea.
Okay, well, we better move on here.
As long as we don't call it Soylent Green, we're fine.
That brings that back memories. That was an old movie. That's scary stuff. Okay, this is from Alea from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I love the name of that city. She says, I saw a notice from Amazon Smile tonight and realized I needed to transfer my Smile account to Espavo. I remember Steve telling us how to do it a few months ago, but I don't see it on the website anymore. Oh. So would you be so kind as to give us the information once again?
I would love to. She never reads these to me ahead of time. I don't know what's coming. If I would have known that was there, I would have set it all up to show you. I'll have to do that maybe next month when we come together. And I'll try to put a little place on the site, too, to where you can look this up and see exactly where it is. I'm really sorry. I didn't know this was coming, but it would take me way too long to jump over
there. Well, I'm writing a little note to have you do something for that.
Notes work.
I always have notes.
I got a long list up there.
Okay. She also says, Michael Moore's new video called Planet of the Humans was heart-wrenching. I am rearranging where I spend my dollars after that in case you didn't see it yet. They were showing us how what we thought were environmentally sustainable products were worse than what we had before. How much of this is true, and what does the group say about it?
I know nothing about it. I haven't seen that process, but I tell you, I trust Michael Moore. I've watched everything he's done.
Yeah.
He does have a purpose. He does have an energy. If he's too pushy for you, then I can understand that some people might think that that's too much, but I watch everything he's done. And I especially liked some of the interviews he's done with different people. So anyway, I'll just leave that there, but I haven't seen it yet. Thank you so much for telling me about it. I didn't know it was there. I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, this is from Kathy. I've been following and appreciating your work for many years and even had the pleasure of being present for the live channel at the United Nations.
Oh.
At one time, there was a link on your site for transition teams. It was life-altering in an amazing way, but was unfortunately taken down. I think there were internet trolls causing trouble or something.
At any rate,
I would like to find the link that the group would provide again. Is there any information?
Transition Teams is the most powerful seminar that we have ever done.
It was good.
We did it for years and years and years. I think we did it 3 times in Moscow alone and probably 4 or 5 times in Holland and different places.
It was not only about people passing over to go back home, but about the birth process as well.
Crossing the veil in both directions.
Yes, so very powerful.
We did some tremendous stuff with that. I would love to keep doing that, but we have basically had to pull these things down in different ways. We didn't have any trolls. We've never been really... We were hacked about... Oh, I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago where somebody actually got into our server and was using it to send out, you know, me email and stuff that was illegal. But other than that, we really watch our security at our website very carefully.
We
pay a lot of money for people to watch it, too. So,
well, we have so much information that's coming into to you from the group that it's hard to keep everything up there, you know.
We just recently did another seminar that included a lot of that material. And it was aimed at helping people who were stepping out of their bodies right now with COVID-19, where they couldn't hold their hands to their people, they couldn't say goodbye to their spouse, they couldn't do a lot of different things. And we covered some of the transition team material in that seminar, and we talked about what that was like and gave people the opportunity to work with all these people stepping out. Absolutely incredible stuff. I would love to bring this back. But we have a problem, and that's quite honestly that people don't buy anything unless it's brand new. It's that simple. So
latest and greatest.
that's really absolutely true about things that are here, and even the incredible energies that we can give people with that seminar simply wouldn't go. We'd end up with 30 or 40 people, and we couldn't really afford to do that. So I will tell you that we're trying to get back to that as best as possible. It is incredible energy. That those transition team seminars were just awesome stuff. And we will come back to that. We will bring more of it back, but it'll probably have to call it something other than the transition teams.
But we'll see.
We use it all the time anyway, so that's a big piece. Thanks for asking.
All right, this is from Kathy. I was watching President Trump and sensed he has dementia. Interesting. My dad has Alzheimer's disease, and I noticed that President Trump is showing similar signs from what I observed in my dad. It was especially obvious when he thought injecting people with bleach was a good idea to clear them of COVID-19. Is this true? Does President Trump have dementia? I just feel the others around him know this but are staying silent so that he and they stay in power. I just feel concerned that he is not able to make safe decisions for our country at this point.
I've been concerned about that since he took office.
Don't get Steve into politics.
I'm
but
not going to
yeah.
get into this, and I can't answer your question.
Yeah.
I have not been getting any information about diseases or difficulties having to do with our president.
I just know that when he says some things, I just shake my head and go,
the man is not allowed in my house anymore.
No,
if he comes on my television, I turn it off. It's that simple.
Yeah.
I can't stand the lying and all the stuff that went with it. And I know that we're incredibly divided. And I know that many of you that we're talking to probably right now are big Trump fans.
We have relatives who are into Trump, yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that, except that I know that he has a bunch of people that are very much for him and very pulling for him and everything else. And I'm not getting involved with the politics. I have to stand aside and watch.
Let's just hope that the future brings a change. That's my opinion.
Yeah, there's many different aspects of this that we can talk about, and none of them are going to be productive. So okay. I'll simply say, I don't know.
We better move on. This is from Brenda. You both have such a light during this time. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
It's amazing the ability we have to adapt, and you two are navigating the bumpy seas well. Thank you for being a cornerstone of grounding for me and others than to be cornerstones in our own circles.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is well put. I like that. I personally had some rough alone years, and it's been the both of you and the group there for me. I'm very grateful for that. So my question, what does the group see for the housing market 3 months to 2 years out? And as a side note, if I could do something, create something to eliminate realtors, I would. Sounds like you had a bad experience.
My sister's a realtor.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, your sister's a good realtor.
She's great. I love her, but I know what you're talking about. So, what is going to take place with the economy, the housing market, and so forth? It's a really good question. We are propped up. Really beautiful.
Birds out there.
We've been propped up for some time. A while back, and I'm not going to name names here or anything else, but a while back, people learned how to control the numbers that we see. You're seeing it now happen daily, but it's not about the numbers of the money as much as it is about the numbers of the virus. The numbers of the virus are through the roof compared to the numbers you're actually seeing. That is absolutely being, you can see it. You can see it all being controlled. It's right out in the open, but it's happening.
The real estate?
The real estate part, as far as this going on, what's going to take place, is that we have to have a correction. We're not going to be able to smooth sail along of where we're at. There's too much vacancy down here. So at some point, we have to dip into that and correct. I do believe that it's already in motion. I believe that this time off that we've had, where businesses had to shut down and everything else and try to throw money at things to try and keep it alive, I think that's going to have a profound impact on us and our economy in just a few months. And I think we're going to see house prices drop, just like we did in 2008. Slab will be worse. We'll have to wait and see. Because right now, what's taking place is, again, everything's being propped up. So as long as you're able to get by with propping it up, we're probably going to be the same thing. But at some point, we have to correct. And that's coming. I do believe that's coming. That's about the best that I can tell you at this point. We really are on a daily basis with everything that's going on this planet, and it can change in a heartbeat. main thing is keep your eyes open, watch. Don't worry about identifying every little piece, but that one of the big pieces. Thanks for writing.
All right, this is from Elif, E-L-I-F. It sounds like a beautiful name. I hope I'm saying that right. This is not a personal question, more of a love letter to you guys.
Oh, sweet. I like
love
that.
Letters. You are usually very informed on related news, but just in case you did not see it, they have linked vagus nerve stimulation with COVID-19. Very promising results are coming out. As an Overlight certified person in both vagus nerve courses and a few years ago, I wanted to share my excitement. And then she goes on and says about Deepak Chopra has a lot of interesting work studies about this vagus nerve.
Let
and all
me
that.
Go back and just cover vagus nerve very quickly, because some of you think we're talking about Las Vegas where we
no.
live. That is not the case. There's a nerve that comes down both sides of your neck into the body. It weaves throughout many parts of your body and goes all the way down into the sexual organs. It is called the vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S. It is on the parasympathetic side of the nervous system. You have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The easiest way to describe this is sitting on a wall. If you're sitting on a short wall and you're perched up there and somebody comes and pushes you off, you go into the sympathetic side of your nervous system and you take a big breath, go, that is actually the sympathetic service. You can feel the adrenaline dropping into your blood system at that point. You can feel everything else. It makes you awake. The parasympathetic side is the side that you exercise when you meditate. Go back to the wall. When you land on the other side, what do? Because you know that you're okay. You didn't get hurt. You go, whew, glad that's over with. That slow, easy breath activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And the biggest nerve is the vagus nerve. We use it every week in Lightmaster. We work with vagus nerve exercises to stimulate that, because it's just like a muscle. The person who had a lot of this was not Deepak Chopra. It was Stephen Porges. And he has written a lot about it with the Hay House. Probably crossed over Deepak stuff there at Hay House. But he was with Hay House, probably still is. You can find a tremendous amount of energy about this. It's actually the nerve that has to do with your aging process. So much about the vagus nerve we know very little about, but keep working with it. The vagus breath that we do, I'll teach it all to you right now. We do it Lightmaster every week. Very quick in, very slow out. And as you release it, you feel that energy calming you down and working throughout your body. It's very, very beautiful.
Well, she goes on to say, I'm so excited. The group knew a vagus nerve would play a vital role in this new world we have finally created as a collective. Now I'm going to go brush up on all my notes from the courses.
Good job.
Thank you.
And you are bringing that to my attention. I did not know that this had been used for COVID-19. I'm going right in the other room and look it up as soon as we're down here today. So thank you for that. Thank you very much.
All right, one last one.
Sure.
This person did not wish the name to be shared, but says, let's see, revealed, your worst nightmare come true, and this is not a conspiracy theory anymore. Forward the spread in this word as soon as possible. Please take this very seriously and respond at your Nexus Pavo broadcast, the free one, available to all, as it should be. When I watched this, I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. Please forward this to as many people as possible. And you have some information on that?
Yeah, I looked it up. There's a video that was sent. I can even tell you where you can find this information. It's at Green Med Info. And I think it's probably greenmedinfo.com. I can't tell. It's a gentleman who's working with the herbs and doing quite a bit of herb work, and now he's gotten into politics. You're seeing, maybe not politics, but what you're seeing is a whole bunch of information here about how Bill Gates is going to control the world through the virus vaccine that is getting ready to go out. That is conspiracy theory. Plain and simple. Real simple. Yes, you're being controlled by these people, not by Bill Gates. Sorry. I looked at this thing, and the first thing that I noticed as I went through this video is all the different hairstyles that Bill Gates had. Interesting, because what they did was they went back 30 to 40 years on all the videos, and they pulled up different things that all made this one point, and they put it all together in a video. And I did skip around with it. I saw what it was and kind of moved through it quickly, so I didn't watch every part of it. But I'm sure if you really watched it and watched every part of it, you'd get angry. That's what they want. That's how conspiracy theories work. I'm sorry. That's why we didn't announce your name. I have to tell you, this is no more than exactly that, Conspiracy Theory 101. There is so much of this that's going to come, especially in the United States. They know how to manipulate people. And you're going to see it coming from social media. You're going to see it coming from these memes that are popping up everywhere that have been a form of communication. You're going to see it in all sorts of areas. You're seeing it coming from many different places. Right now, Russia is flooding the United States with conspiracy theories. And furthermore, they're being picked up. They go out on different news stations, different places, different newspapers, and so forth. Does that make any difference? We're going to see past all of it. Don't get too excited about it. Let it go. Step on it and start. Stay with the love. The fear and the love cannot occupy the same space at the same time.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest piece. Can you do anything about this? Are you going to go fight Bill Gates? I don't think so. I don't think Bill Gates is fighting anybody. If anybody knows much about Bill and Melinda, you probably have a little different view than what you have here with this gentleman.
They do a lot of good work.
They've done some tremendous things.
Yes,
here. They took the pledge to give all their money away. So did Warren Buffett. So did many of the people. And that's exactly what they're doing. Awesome stuff. Anyway,
yes.
We'll talk more about that another time.
Right.
Be careful. It's so easy, guys, to get wrapped up in this. I've done it. We've all done it. We've all read things and go, oh, is that true? That looks, and we get so excited. They're engineering it for that reason. Please be careful.
All right. Let's stay positive. Well, that's the end of our questions. We really had some good ones. Thank you so much. And please continue to send in your questions at questions@espavo.org. And we'll address them the next virtual light next month.
We'll be back in just a few minutes with our final channel from the group.
Yes.
Espavo.